Man. Now this one's different.
Well, we obviously we finished up the preseason tonight, and you know, I was proud of how our team has come together through this OTAs and minicamp, the way that they've worked to become a good football team, and we're excited about getting a new season going here. You know, I'm especially proud of Christian Ponder because I know there's been a lot of fans and a lot of people that have really been negative towards him, and the guy has done nothing but be a first-class guy, works hard every single day, and he went out and performed well tonight.
I know some say it doesn't count, but you're a competitor, obviously going undefeated in the preseason. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I feel more than the record in the preseason. I feel good about the way we've performed. You know, we've taken care of the football. We've not made a lot of mistakes. We haven't been a big penalty team. we seem to be doing the right things. And now, the one it's always nice to win, and especially when you're starting a new program. But that really does not, to me, it's how are we playing? What kind of football are we playing? And hopefully that will carry us on.
What did you think about Teddy played tonight?
I thought Teddy played well as well. He was very efficient. You know, he got out of the one sack. He missed the one throw late on the third down. But other than that, he was like Teddy always is. He does everything right, and he's getting better each and every week.
Coach, pretty tough weather conditions early in the game, and your offense still looked pretty sharp early on. Talk about how important that was.
Well, it was real important because we had an opportunity to practice in the rain one day, and we didn't go inside. We stayed outside and practiced, and tonight it was coming down there pretty good. And we're going to have to play in a lot of bad weather conditions probably this year before it's all said and done. And it's important for us to not only get in those situations, but understand that we have to be a tough-minded football team, take care of the football like we did, and continue to make plays regardless of the weather.
How do you think Joe Banyard did, and you know, is it enough for him to maybe play the way onto the team? I know you have some decisions to make there.
Yeah, and Joe, he's played great this whole preseason, and you know, he's another guy that is a good kid that works real hard, and he's shown up a lot in his preseason. So him and Dominique also have both done nice jobs. So we'll sit down tomorrow and talk about all those things. But tonight, I'm just proud of how this football team has accepted myself, the other coaches, the way we've changed the weight room, the way we've changed the meals, the way we've changed so many things, the meeting rooms. I'm just proud of the way these guys worked.
What sort of clarity might you have gotten on the battle at strong safety?
Yeah, that's a good question too. unfortunately, some of the weather gave it a little bit of a hard time, but same deal. We'll make that decision. We've got to again, go back and evaluate all this stuff tomorrow and get a real good look at it and kind of go from there. I know your Coleman did some good things when he was in there. Sendejo did some good things when he was in there, and Blanton did some good things. So we just have to figure out what's the best fit for this football team, not only on defense but on special teams.
And on middle linebacker, I mean, Brinkley started all four games. You started Cole on the outside tonight. Would it be safe to assume that Jasper's probably going to be your starter at least open the season?
Well, maybe. I don't know yet. Jasper's done a very nice job, and Audie, I think Audie played well tonight. You know, we moved him back inside and played him at Mike the second part of the ball game, and he played well. So, again, I would probably say that Jasper's got the lead, but, you know, I haven't made any firm decision yet.
Coach, how about the job your D does tonight in a road game? You hold them off the scoreboard until very late.
Yeah, well, we were kind of a bend but not break tonight. I don't think we played particularly well in the running game. I thought there was too many open receivers, and I think we missed too many tackles. So that's really not the style. Even though we held them out of the end zone, that's really not the style that I really want to see.
On the injury front, I know Adam had a hip. I know Zach left, and also Anton Exum got banged up a little bit at the end. Do you expect any of those to linger?
Yeah, the only other one was Tratow. He had a shoulder. but you got the other ones. But no, it doesn't. I don't know how serious any of them are yet.
Okay. Zach was an ankle trap, toe was a shoulder, and then Adam was what?
He had a hip.
Okay, and then what was the fourth?
Exum, but he was going to come back in the game, I think.
Coach, you got to make a lot of cuts the next couple days. How hard is that for you guys emotionally as a coaching staff to let?
Well,
go?
it's you know, each situation's different, but it's really hard here in this situation because every one of these guys have done everything we've asked them to do. You know, coming in as a new staff, a new organization, kind of the way we've done things has been such a change. And so, you know, I have a fondness in my heart for all these guys. You know, they've listened to me complain and yell at them and every other thing. And so, but I think they've gotten better each week. And this one's probably particularly hard. Good? All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.